Listen to Live at 5 on the way in. Heard Steve and Vic doing some talking. I know birds are chirping in the area a little bit. So let's put your hat on, and if you're in charge of things, Super Regional on the docket. You know, if Coach Darren Lynam's got the decision and can make the decision, what's your thoughts on a potential Super Regional?
Yeah, I like the Super Regional idea. I like the fact that everything would be in the Sports Center if it would go that way. I don't think it is. They met today. I actually came up with a proposal that would have everything in the Sports Center. From what I understand, I don't think.
So your idea would be to keep everything in the Sports Center?
My idea would be to do that. Just to explain my plan, you know, I had obviously everybody, you know, in it, and you would have kind of like a college basketball conference tournament where, you know, we would take the your district – champions would come from your regular season, 1 through 4 RPI wise. 5, 6, 7, 8 are your runner ups RPI wise, no slots. And then everybody else in the region would be 9 through 15. And then you would take the 12, 13, 14, or 15 ranked teams and play a little 4-team tournament to begin with on 2 days, boys and girls. And then that would be your 12th seed. And then basically you would migrate to the college football playoff, if you will, where, you know, the first 4 teams get byes, and then 5, 6, 7, 8 plays 9, 10, 11, 12 and do it from there. I think there is another proposal on the table that it seems like it's getting some traction where, you know, everybody has the district tournament as it is right now, and then the top 3 seeds in – each district would make it. So, of course, you know, obviously, you know, us down here, we would all make it because we only have 3 right now. But if you're in one of the 4-team districts, then, you know, right now that first game on the first night means a lot because that's right. When, you know if you're going to advance or not. But under this proposal, then there would also then be the third place game of the losers of the first night. Because they would also get a chance to move on.
You know, just to I guess, capitalize on some of the things Vic and Steve talked about, something I agree with, you've got to make the regular season mean more. And right now, these regular season games, a random Thursday night game with Meade and Ohio County may not mean a lot. But if you have a super regional to where that game, it kind of, an RPI-wise, has a factor in a super regional, it's going to make these regular season games mean more.
Well, yeah, and to me, you know, if you're using RPI at all, that is up to each individual school or coach to create his schedule, you know, to up your RPI. And there's a happy medium there to hit. I mean, you know, like, you know, us, for example, in this year, you know, we played Davis County last night. I mean, you know, the chances of us winning that game aren't good, as everybody knew, and we didn't. But by the same token, you know, it's going to help our RPI some because, one, you know, they do have a tremendous record, and that factors into it. And then the opponents that they play, you know, especially this year, have been pretty staunch opponents. And so we kind of get some credit for that as well. You know, and if you play somebody that you really have the upper hand on, then, you know, maybe their record's not going to be the best and maybe their opponents aren't going to be the best, but you're, you know, probably going to get a win against that opponent. So, you know, there's kind of a little scheduling 101 that goes into that, you know, and trying to kind of hit a happy medium of, you know, trying to get a pretty good record, but at the same time, you know, face some teams that's pretty good, which if you don't win, you're not obviously not going to win them all, obviously, but, you know, it's going to not hurt your RPI and maybe even help your RPI some.
And I know some other things that maybe have been talked about is maybe just getting rid of districts altogether and everybody playing all 16 teams in the region is another potential idea.
I would be for that. I would also be for, you know,
just eliminate districts.
Have a phantom 16th, have a phantom 16th team that's a bye.
Yeah.
And then just like your NCAA tournament, one plays 16, two plays 15, so on and so forth, and go from
there. You eliminate every district, and then you just, instead of having district games, you just play all 16 teams, or 15, I guess, in our case, would just play each other.
Well, you're talking about in the regular season.
Yes, in the regular season.
I don't think you're really going to be able to do that because you're going to have – you know, some of the smaller enrollment schools like maybe Cloverport, Hancock County, maybe Whitesville, that, you know, that's kind of schedule suicide if they're playing, you know, all of those bigger schools. And right. That's never going to happen. It's good in theory because then that makes it even across the board with RPI, but that's probably unfair to those schools to have to play all those.
Nonetheless, any way you look at it, I mean, from the chirping that's going on, and like you said, the proposals that have been it all looks to be where a super regional is going to – it's going to come into effect in the third region in some sort of fashion, I would assume, in the next – I mean, if possibly as soon as next year, if not in the future. So, I mean, it makes for fun conversation. And for coaches like you who have been in the region for a long time, it changes the game a little bit and gives you something a little bit more forward to look – something a little bit to look forward to.
Yeah, me personally, and most people that know me know my feelings on this. I'm a big SportsCenter guy, and I don't know why you would not want to play anything or everything you could in the SportsCenter. I mean, you know, it's a fabulous facility. You know, I'm me being an Indiana boy, we used to have the old sectionals, and, you know, our big goal was to win the sectional and get to the Evansville Regional where we got to play in Roberts Stadium every year, which is now kind of the Ford Center.
Right.
And it's not, you know, obviously the Sports Center is not that facility where it holds 10,000, if you will, but it holds 4,000 plus, and, I mean, you know, it's just a tremendous environment to play in and get to play on. I'm for everything in the Sports Center.
And then you've got a different, I mean, aspect on things as well, being able to coach baseball and football, or I mean, baseball and basketball like you do, rather, with the idea of super regionals on both sides. Because one would assume that once it gets cleared through basketball, that baseball and softball probably aren't far behind.
Yeah, you would think so. Yes, it probably would follow suit. Absolutely.
But, Coach, enjoyed the conversation. Like that we were able to discuss something a little different, get your thoughts on some different things. But good luck this weekend or tomorrow, and then Thursday and Friday. I mean, Friday and Saturday, you've got games three nights in a row. We'll catch up next Wednesday and hopefully be able to discuss some district tournament.
Okay.